and two chapters. And he's going to talk for another 2.5 chapters or so. He's saying, I have much more to say to you than you can now bear. And so there, for me, this is the place where my anxiety about, I don't know about that new revelation stuff. You know, we got some pretty good revelation here, been working for us for 2,000 years. I don't know about that new revelation, you know, easy, where Jesus kind of says, listen, I have more to say. I have more to say, and you can't bear it now. And as a teacher, in some ways, it was the thing that helped me go, oh, okay. Not revelation that's going to contradict or upset this. You know, this is the rule of our faith, and, you know, the guideline, the guardrails, if you will, the compass points, whatever metaphor you want to give. And everything that we hear in Revelation ought to be congruent with what we've already received in this revelation. And no piece, we'll talk about it in a minute, no piece of literature will ever ascend to this sort of place. However, having said that and believing it deeply, I was relaxed. It relaxed me when Jesus said, there'll be more the Holy Spirit's going to teach you. Ah, okay. Because I was freaked. I was in a class with C. Peter Wagner, and C. Peter Wagner was talking about a demon tried to kill him by knocking him off a ladder. I don't know if you've ever heard that story. But here I am, a nice evangelical boy out of, you know, San Francisco area, and you know, went to Simpson Christian Missionary Alliance College, then went down to Fuller Seminary, and I'm in class, and this man's saying a demon tried to knock him off a ladder. I had no grid for that. I had no grid for that. And then he went on to say that there's different levels of demons, and he would categorize them. He gave us a number chart, 1 through 10. There they are. 10, you know, could get control of your body, and 9 could get control of your mouth, and 8 could get control of it. I'm like, ah, this. I'm flipping. Where is that? Flipping. But this idea that there would be a continuing revelation, a revelatory flow, that God would keep talking. That God would keep talking. Is strongly mentioned here in John chapter 16. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, there's a cool list here, he will guide you into all truth. So we can have an expectation going forward that there'll be revelation that guides us into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. And for me, this is a beautiful description of part of prophecy. The Holy Spirit speaks of the things he's hearing in the throne room, and sometimes he tells you the future, too.